Hello and happy Saturday morning. Today's title, podcast title is This May Help If You Are a New Driver. And the subtitle is Try This Affirmation. This article was published in Reciprocal. It's one of the sub-publications of Medium.com. I practice a few rituals in the morning that help me integrate and live my body, emotions, mind, and emotions and mind integration model. One such ritual is saying affirmations. I have observed that by saying affirmations loudly in front of the mirror, I get to see myself, I hear my voice, watch my body language, and feel my feelings. To me, it serves as perfect coordination of how I physically show up, emotionally feel, and mentally be present to what I am affirming. I started saying affirmations several years back when I lost my job and embraced self-employment as a blessing in disguise. Saying these affirmations have tremendously helped me move through major life transformations. From mother to empty nester, to mother-in-law, to grandmother, smoothly. In the professional arena, saying affirmations have helped me be determined with grit and gratitude when expectations are not met. In the following article, I have shared how, after consistently saying an affirmation for the word business from Louise L. Hay's book, titled Meditations to Heal Your Life, my relationship with my business changed. Instead of thinking of my business as a complicated separate entity from me, I'm allowing myself to be an instrument or a tool employed by divine intelligence that runs my business. And I have given the link to that article. How do you relate to your business? It sparked my curiosity to see a page dedicated to affirmation for the word car, C-A-R. Today, let us get curious together and see how the affirmation about car can change our mindset. So here is the affirmation that I'm going to read. Car. I don't remember the page number, but I'm reading that affirmation from Louise's book, Meditations to Heal Your Life. Yeah. I am a competent driver and a friendly passenger. I love my car. Driving is a safe and pleasant experience for me. I take good care of my car, and my car takes good care of me. It's ready to go whenever I am. I have the perfect mechanic who also loves my car. I feel my car with love whenever I enter it. So, love is always traveling with me. I send love to other drivers on the road as we are all traveling together. Love goes before me and love greets me at my destination. So again, this is affirmation for the word car in the book Meditations to Heal Your Life by Louise L. Hay. I have also given the link to that, her website, in my article. Please check it out. I realized that these words can impact teen drivers and new car owner in the following way. Teen drivers. Okay. Instead of fearing to use their parents' car, the new teen drivers, by saying the above affirmation, can auto-suggest themselves to be competent and safe driver. This in turn gives the confidence to drive safely and responsibly. New car owner. It's quite normal that a person who buys a new car, either with cash or by taking a loan, initially may feel the burden of a loan or fear that the car may be vandalized. By saying the above affirmation consistently, she can create a new mindset of loving her car, sending love to other drivers, and enjoying ownership and maintenance. I would like to give a shout out to Tom Kugler for giving valuable insights in his article titled "A Solopreneur, You Will Waste a Lot of Time on This," and Dr. Mehmet Yildiz, I hope I'm pronouncing correctly, for sharing a story of how an unexpected opportunity showed up because of his consistency and discipline in writing. Here is the story: a lucrative contract, a new client, and a soulmate were born out of a simple story on Medium. It's a wonderful article, wonderful story, guys. Please check it out. Finally, my blog. Please subscribe to my stories by email for the best chance to catch my original works. Your membership fee directly supports Lalitha Brahm and other writers. You will also get full access to every story on Medium. Become a member. Visit Lalitha Brahma's profile. There is a link there. Please go ahead and check it out. You can connect with my voice in Lalitha's Morning Musings podcast. And I've given the link just like how you're listening to me here. And there is yet another way I can help you. Please visit lalithabrahma.ladiesofjustice.com. That's a website where you can get information about protecting you as an individual, your family and business with Legal Shield and Identity Theft Shield protection. With that said, you have a fantastic day. Bye-bye.